Hot pants sub sign layer blueprint for heavyweight sub impact in Ableton Live 12 for jungle old school DNB vibes, intermediate level. Let's build that classic system weight under a crispy hot pants break, without turning the mix into mud. Here's the big idea up front. Once you high pass a break to make it clean and fast, the low end thump that felt good is usually gone. Old jungle fixes that by giving the low end its own dedicated instrument, a tight sub sign that follows the kick like a ghost. The break stays sharp, and the sub does the heavy lifting. We're building a simple but pro setup. Track A is your hot pants break, cleaned and shaped. Track B is a sub sign instrument, basically a kick tail made from a sine wave. Then we'll do timing, phase awareness, sidechain, control, and a little bit of saturation so it translates beyond big subs. Finally, I'll give you an arrangement blueprint so the drop actually drops. First, session setup so the low end behaves. Set your tempo somewhere between 160 and 170 BPM. I like 165 for that classic jungle swing. On the break track, set warp mode to beats, preserve transients, and start the envelope around 20 to 35. That helps keep the snap when the break is moving fast. Now do yourself a favor early, put spectrum on the master, or you can put it on your drum and subgroup later. Set block size to 8192 and averaging to medium. We're not doing this to stare at the screen all day. We're doing it so when something weird happens in the low end, you can confirm it quickly instead of guessing. Step 1. Prep the hot pants break and make space for the sub. Drop the hot pants loop onto an audio track. Add EQ 8. Turn on a high pass filter and start around 140 Hz with a 24 dB per octave slope. You can land anywhere from 120 to 170 depending on the recording and how thick your edit is, but 140 is a solid starting point. And yes, you are deliberately making the break feel thinner right now. That's the point. You're clearing the basement so your sub sign can own it cleanly. If you want extra control, add drum bus after the EQ. Keep it tasteful. Drive maybe 5 to 10%. Crunch close to zero. Boom at zero because we are not faking sub here. And push transients up a bit, like plus 5 to plus 15. Think of drum bus as make the break speak, not make it heavier. The heaviness is coming from the layer we're about to build. Quick coaching note, if you high pass and you feel like you lost all the vibe, don't immediately undo the high pass. That's the trap. Instead, treat it as feedback that your sub layer needs to be better and tighter. Controlled layering is the old school way. Step 2. Build the sub sign instrument. This is the core blueprint. Create a new MIDI track and name it subsign. Drop operator on it. Oscillator is a sine wave. Now shape the amplitude envelope like a kick tail. Attack should be basically instant, but not necessarily absolute zero. Start at 0 to 2 milliseconds. Decay is your main weight versus speed control. Put it around 180 to 300 milliseconds. For 165 BPM jungle, I'll often start around 220. Sustain goes all the way down, so it's a one-shot style hit. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds, so it ends clean, without clicks. Now for the very DNB sauce, a tiny pitch envelope. Turn on pitch env and operator. Set the amount somewhere between plus 6 and plus 18 semitones, and set the pitch envelope decay around 20 to 60 milliseconds. Try plus 12 semitones and 35 milliseconds as a starting point. This gives you that little knock at the front so the sub reads as impact, not just a pure tone. Important mindset. This is not a sustained res. This is not a bass line. This is the low-end tail of a kick, made clean and controllable. Before we program anything, make one key decision that will save you a lot of confusion later. Decide what role this subsign is playing. Option A. It's a pure kick low tail. That means the notes are short, consistent, often one pitch for the whole section, and the goal is solidity. Option B. It's a kick plus sub hybrid that sometimes replaces the kick's fundamental more aggressively. That means you might allow slightly longer tails and sparse moments and a touch more harmonic content, but you need stricter gain control and more awareness of overlap. For classic hot pants jungle, start with option A. Get it clean and dependable first. You can get fancy later. Step 3. Program the subsign rhythm so it follows the break like a ghost. Loop one or two bars of the break. Create a MIDI clip on subsign. Use a 16th note grid for placement, but don't be afraid to nudge notes off grid by tiny amounts later. Now place notes on the kick hits of the break. If you're not sure where the kickish hits are, listen for the low transient and the downbeat anchors. A common jungle feel at 165 is a strong hit on beat 1, another hit somewhere around the 1.3 or 1.4 area depending on your break cut, and a push before beat 3. But don't copy a pattern blindly. Let the actual break tell you where the weight wants to land. Set note lengths shortish, like a 16th to an 8th, and let the amp envelope create the tail. If you make the MIDI notes super long, you'll end up with overlap and what I call woofer flub, especially at this tempo. Now choose your pitch. Start at F sharp 1, about 46 Hz, or G1, about 49 Hz. Those are system-friendly fundamentals that hit hard without dropping into unusable subsonic territory. If you know the key of the tune, sure, aim for the root, but jungle is often impact first. The more important thing is that it translates and stays consistent. Here's a live 12 trick to stop guessing. Drop tuner after operator on the subsign track. Play the sub hit and confirm it's actually the note you think it is. Then, on the break track, temporarily bypass your high pass and sweep an EQ bell around the low end to find where the break naturally thumps. If your break wants to thump at, say, G and your subsign is at E, you might still make it work, but you'll be fighting the mix on big systems. The more they agree, the easier your life becomes. Alternative programming method. If you want a timing guide, right-click the break clip and convert drums to a new MIDI track. Use that as a map, then delete everything except the kickish hits, and copy the timing onto your subsign. It's not perfect, but it's a fast way to get close. Step 4. Tighten timing. This is where heavy lives. Solo the break and the subsign together. Zoom in on the first main kick hit. Now you're going to do a tiny adjustment that makes a massive difference. Nudge the subsign note start earlier or later until it feels like one sound. Typical nudges are tiny. Negative 3 milliseconds to plus 8 milliseconds kind of tiny. But in the low end, that's the difference between solid punch and hollow cancellation. If you want an even quicker workflow than constantly dragging notes, use track delay. On the subsign track, try setting track delay to minus 5 milliseconds so it arrives slightly earlier and feels glued. If you start hearing clicks, don't panic. Either undo the delay, or slightly raise that operator attack to something like 2 to 5 milliseconds. A microscopic fading is often cleaner than chasing a mystery tick for half an hour. Now do a basic phase coherence check. Put utility on the subsign track and try phase invert left, then phase invert right, one at a time. You're not choosing the setting that makes it loudest on one hit. You're choosing the setting that makes the low end more consistent across the bar. If some hits vanish or go hollow, you've got phase or timing problems. Fix timing first, then revisit anything else. Step 5. Sidechain the sub to the break so it stays punchy, not smeary. Even though the subsign supports the kick, you still want the break transient to cut through. Put a compressor on subsign. Turn on sidechain. Set audio from to your break track. Use RMS mode for smoother low-end control. Ratio around 3:1 to 6:1. Attack around 5 to 15 milliseconds, so the initial impact isn't completely squashed. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds, depending on groove. Now set threshold, so you're getting about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. If it's pumping like a house track, ease off the threshold or lengthen the release a bit. Extra coach note here, pre-delay, meaning timing, often matters more than the compressor ratio. If sidechain feels like it's pulling the kick backwards, don't just tweak settings forever. Try reducing attack or adjust track delay. You'll often solve the feel in 10 seconds. Step 6. Low-end focus chain. Sock devices. Reliable results. On subsign, add EQ 8 first. Don't low-cut it. That's your sub. If it feels boxy, make a gentle dip around 120 to 200 Hz, maybe minus 2 to minus 4 dB with a moderate Q. If you need a touch more fundamental, do a tiny boost around 45 to 60 Hz, like plus 1 or 2 dB, wide Q, and only if it truly needs it. Don't EQ your way into clipping. Now add saturator. Choose soft sign or analog clip. Drive around 1.5 to 4 dB, soft clip on, and trim the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. This is for harmonics, so the sub is present on smaller speakers, not for turning it into a mid-bass line. Then put utility after that. Set width to 0%. Mono sub is not optional in this style if you want it to survive club systems and mono playback. Set the gain so it's strong, but not dominating. And one really practical tip while you're dialing, put a limiter on the subsign track only, not the master, with a ceiling around minus 6 dB. This is just a guardrail, so one rogue note doesn't steal all your headroom and trick you into thinking your settings are wrong. Once you're happy, you can remove it or loosen it. Step 7. Glue the break and sub with a bus workflow. Group the break and subsign tracks into a group called drums plus sub. On that group, add glue compressor gently. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2:1, and keep gain reduction to 1 or 2 dB max. This is not for smashing. This is for making them feel like one engine. Optionally add EQ8 on the group and do a micro rumble cleanup, a gentle low cut around 20 to 28 Hz, like 12 dB per octave. You're not killing the fundamental. You're removing useless subsonic energy that steals headroom and makes limiters work harder. Now do your reality checks. First, check in context. Not solo. A subsign that's doing its job often sounds unimpressive alone. The real test is, does the break sound bigger without sounding louder? Level match when you /B. Use utility on the group to make sure you're comparing fairly. If one version is louder, your brain will pick it even if it's worse. Second, do a mono check. Put utility on the master temporarily and hit mono. If your low end collapses, that's phase or stereo mistakes. Since we kept the sub mono, it should stay stable, and that's the point. Third, glance at spectrum. You're looking for controlled energy under 30 Hz, and a stable fundamental around that F sharp to A area if that's where you tuned it. Now arrangement. How to make it feel old school, not static.